I want to say a special thanks again to Felix Onyedike Uzomah, who joined us in studio. Be sure to check out the 3 o'clock hour on the podcast. Certainly happy to have him join us on the show. Coming up in about 15 minutes, you know what? We're going to take a trip down memory lane with the Kansas City Chiefs, but let's talk about the Kansas City Royals. So, I have been seeing some projections on who certain baseball writers think are going to make the All-Star game. Now, there have been two Royals players that have been locked into the All-Star game. Bobby Witt Jr. to start at shortstop and Chris Bubich. Certainly can't argue either one of those individuals. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be at the All-Star game. Maybe he doesn't win the fan vote, then he is simply going to be voted in by the players if that's the case. So, Bobby Witt Jr., we don't have to talk about him. He will be in the All-Star game this year. Chris Bubich certainly has earned it. He might actually start the All-Star game. He certainly is in the conversation. Now, I'm guessing that Tarik Skubal will probably start if he is available, but Chris Bubich is definitely in the conversation to start the All-Star game if the All-Star game happened today. So, those two individuals. Now, Rob, this is what I find very interesting. Two different stories I read. One was in The Athletic. The one was on the front page of ESPN. The one that was on The Athletic had Carlos Estevez as another Royals representative, which makes sense. He's been on this show before. If you come on this show, positive things happen. Felix Onyedike Uzomah just signed himself up for a 9-sack season because he came on this show. That's the kind of power that we yield here on The Drive. The other story that I read, it had Mikel Garcia as a Royals representative this year. So we saw two different independent. One was on The Athletic. One was on ESPN's front page. Both had the Royals at 3 All-Stars. Rob, I'll ask you the question. I'll set the over-under at 2.5. Do you think the Royals get over or under 2.5? Because you and I could both see a scenario in which both of those guys don't make the All-Star game. There's early projections. On the ESPN, Mikel Garcia was actually this writer's last person that he voted into the All-Star game. Estevez has had a very good season, but you could certainly see Carlos Estevez not making the All-Star team. I'll set the over-under at 2.5. What you got?
I'm gonna take the over. So I'm going to take the over pretty confidently here. I would have thought differently if you set the number at 3.5, because I think Bubich is a lock, and I think Bobby Witt's a lock. I feel strongly about both of those. I also think Carlos Estevez is in the lock category. I know fans have had, you know, a weird frustration with him because he does let on a level of base runners, but his ERA is, like, last check in the 2s, and he's second in the American League in saves. Now, you're right. Me, you, the text line, we watch these games. It doesn't feel like Wade Davis in 2015. It doesn't feel like Greg Holland in 2014. It doesn't feel like, hey, they just have no hope. They should just go take the bats out of the dugout and play. It doesn't feel that way. But the stats are what the players and managers look at to make reserve picks. Whoever the manager is this year, I believe it's Aaron Boone, because the Yankees are in the All-Star game. When he's picking his relievers for the All-Star game, he's not going to say, oh, you know, Carlos Estevez is second in the league in saves, but, you know, when I watch his games, it doesn't feel dominant. That's not how they pick these things. So I think those three are all in the lock category, which the conversation to me starts with 3.5. Basically, do you or don't you have Mikel Garcia in the All-Star game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very difficult. And I understand that some of my, like, knowledge of all the teams in Major League Baseball, I guess, and this is just the American League, is a little bit limited. Because, like, the Carlos Estevez, the Mikel Garcia, do you know that on every team? So I can admit that coming up on the front end. I find it kind of hard to believe that a team that is hovering around 500 gets 4 guys into the All-Star game, especially when every team has to have somebody. The White Sox have to have a representative. The Rockies in the National League have to have a representative. So those guys just gobble up spots where maybe Mikel Garcia would get in, but you have to make room for this player, etc. It is crazy that, Rob, there are 14 players in Major League Baseball that are currently hitting over 300, and Mikel Garcia is one of those players. A, it's surprising that there are so few guys that are hitting 300. Like, in the American League, there are only 11 guys that currently have an average over 300, and there's not that many guys in the National League. So that just feels very, very important. Mikel Garcia should be one of the stories that baseball wants to tell. We're talking about a 25-year-old that had a down year, but has turned things around this year and is having a career year for him. He's hitting 312. He has 7 home runs so far. So he has as many home runs that he had all of last year. Mikel Garcia only had 11 home runs coming into this season as in his career. He has 7 so far this year. 31 RBIs, a guy that has 13 stolen bases. We're talking about a guy who is on pace to hit 15 home runs this year with 60, 65 RBIs. Also could steal 30 bases and hit 300. That guy historically usually makes the All-Star team. Now, does he have the name cachet recognition to make it? We'll obviously see if that happens. I just find it hard to believe that they're going to get 4 guys in, but I would take the over on 2.5. We know that they got 2 guys that are for sure locks. Witt Jr. and Chris Bubich are locks, and they deserve to get one more of their other guys in. So whether it's Garcia, maybe he ends up being an alternate for somebody, an injury happens, he gets a chance to go, and probably one guy out of their bullpen probably gets the invite to go out there.
Yeah, the Garcia one is really fascinating to me. And the thing about Garcia to me, and the text line brings this up, that Alex Bregman got hurt, so that changes the calculus a little bit for the Red Sox. But, like, and maybe it's because the All-Star game has lost a lot of its luster. Like, I remember when we were kids, the All-Star game was a big deal. Now, it doesn't feel like it has that same oomph. Maybe because they wear those terrible, goofy jerseys. I don't know. But, like,
I think it's just we just know less and less baseball players.
That's true.
Like, I think the All-Star game is actually the same. If we go back and we look at the 2000, let's go 20 years ago, 25 years ago. If you and I look at the 2000 rosters, we could probably, oh, I remember him. We could look at last year's roster. I don't know any of those individuals. That's where I think the lore is. We don't know baseball players in 2025 like we did in 2005.
That's a great point. My point was this, like, how many third basemen does an all-star roster carry? Like, Jose Ramirez from Cleveland is making the all-star game. That is a foregone. He's probably going to be the starter. Then, like, how many do you carry after that? Paredes for the Astros is probably going to make the all-star game. Like, do you carry a third? Like, and that's where it feels like the, hey, how do you kind of maneuver and handle a roster in the All-Star game really starts to play a factor. But I bet you if we looked up 25 years ago, we know more guys in 25 years ago All-Star game than we know in last year's All-Star game by a wide margin. I think the All-Star game lost its luster because baseball stopped marketing itself well. And people like Mikel Garcia, you were never going to the ballpark to see that guy, but you were aware that he was playing on the Orioles or whoever. That doesn't exist anymore in baseball.
Do you want the American League roster or you want the National League roster?
Let's do American Leagues.
The American League roster back in 2000, so 25 years ago. Pudge Rodriguez, Jason Giambi, Roberto Alomar, Cal Ripken Jr., Alex Rodriguez, Jermaine Dye actually started.
Oh, wow.
He started in the left field for the American League All-Star team. Manny Ramirez and Bernie Williams. That was the starters.
That's what,
for the
6 Hall of Famers right off the, like, that.
It's a really good team. It's a really good team.
And Giambi, you could argue, is a Hall of Famer.
That's not even
Rollins.
Counting how good the National League team is. I'll give you the National League team. Mike Piazza, Mark McGwire, Jeff Kent, Chipper Jones, Barry Larkin, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., Sammy Sosa. That was the National League starting team. Yeah, we just don't know baseball players like that. Like, I can give you the National League starters from last year. You don't know who they are.